Shalom Avracha, we're continuing our preparations for Purim, going through Esther Malka's experience preparing for the dangerous mission to save Klal Yisrael. And the 3 points that we saw till now were Mitzad Echad, under all circumstances, recognizing that everything I have in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all I have to do is be with Him. The thing that strengthens that feeling is the fact that I look back at the past, my own life, from the time I was conceived till this very day, all the tremendous hashgachos yad shemaya that brought me to life, everything precise, precision, the right time, the right place, so I should be able to go through my life. Going back to the history of Klal Yisrael, all the miracles the Klal Yisrael went through. And with that, I have a clear picture of how to look at the present situation. That sometimes it looks dark and I shouldn't just make believe everything's all right. We saw the past psukim about how she's describing that she's surrounded by enemies, the chevra of Achashverosh, the sons of Haman who are out to kill her and are waiting for her just to be destroyed. The danger is imminent. But together with that, Hashem is Eyol Lucy. Hashem is the one I can really rely upon under all circumstances. Today we'll continue with the psukim. She continues saying, Hatzila micherev nafshi miyad kelev yichidosi. Save me, please, from the sword that is against my nefesh and the dog that is against yichidosi, my neshama. Yichida is the highest spiritual level of any human being. Completely miyuchad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That saved me from the mouth of the lion. I was already saved from this tremendous large creature called the Reimim. Once again, she's stressing, she recognizes the tremendous danger in front of her. Non Chazal, the Kelev is Amalek. And Yechidosi is the high spiritual part of every member of Klal Yisrael. So she's saying that even though there's a cherev, there's a sword out there, but it's really in the hand of a kelev. People looked up to Haman as being the almighty, powerful human being. In her eyes, it's just a dog. It's just a shliach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he's a lowly creature because he's only involved in himself. That's the Amalek mind frame, to be totally selfish, just thinking about yourself, thinking about your physical life, and how to make yourself more powerful, get more power and prestige. And we're the exact opposite, Yechidosi. I recognize that I'm totally devoted and given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echod, Anachnu Echod, and there's no other force that can get in between the two of us. The lion over here represents the kingdom. It's Achashverosh. Even if I'm going to say that Haman is a kelev, but there is a king. But even so, I recognize that that's a king, but he's a king, boss of Adam. He's a human king, and he's limited in his powers. And she continues saying that if I will be saved, asapra shimcha le'echoy b'soich kol ha'leko. This is another taxis, another measure that we have. When we spout HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should put into our tefillahs that we're doing this also l'chvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not for our benefit, but also, and primarily for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benefit. When Hashem will make the Nesem Yetz Hashem, then we'll publicize it, and we'll cause everybody to praise Hashem, mechazik all those that believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirei Hashem, hallelujah. The people that have Yiras Hashem, they will praise Hashem. Kol Zera Yaakov Yichabduha, V'gurim Menu Kol Zera Yisrael. Different Madrigas of Klal Yisrael, the Madrigas of Zera Yaakov, Zera Yisrael, the more bigger tzaddikim, but each one of them will get out of this, of adding cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and adding more yirat, yiras Hashem, yiras Shemayim to themselves. Why? Ki loy bozas v'lo shikos enos oni v'lo histo ponomi menu b'shavo yilov shomea. That Hashem never turns away completely from our tefillahs. When we come to Him as an oni, that I have nothing of my own, I need your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem opens up Kavayochel, His face towards us, and He listens to our shav, our cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what we have to take for ourselves, that Misad Echad, the enemy looks very powerful. He seems to have so many successes, but we have to realize he has nothing of his own. Whatever he has is, for the time being, Hashem is letting it happen, and Hashem is letting it happen so that we should turn to Hashem and recognize that Hashem is the one who's in control of everything. V'shavoy, we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we need you. And we don't need you just for ourselves. We need you because we want Kvod Shemayim to be Miserabe. They want to be more Kvod Shemayim in the world. That's the purest tefillah. These are the days before Purim. We have to reenact what happened before Purim, the days before Purim. That's what Klal Yisrael did. They were confused initially. They were in despair. They thought the case was hopeless. And then they suddenly realized, no, there's no reason to fall in Yiyush and despair. Hashem is always out there. Keili, Keili, my God, you're out there. We're going to respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even stronger. Say our Tehillim, do our Maisim Tovim. Mirtz Hashem, with this, we're going to see the great Yeshuas. And we have the extra chizik. And we know that it happened in the past. We know it happened in the time of Purim. And that's the simcha we have now. We look back at the impossible situation then, and the fact that we turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought us to Yeshua, and that gives us the koyach now, and the simcha that Baruch Hashem, we recognize it has been proven. This is the way to do it. And we'll be happy with the fact that we're the chosen nation of Hashem. We're going to show Hashem we're with Him, and Hashem will show us that He's with us, and will bring us Yeshua's Gedolus Bekorav.